Yeah, Monisco just launched an operation called Restore Hope to Rutshuru area on the 2nd of June. And this operation will last for approximately 10 days. So basically what our military, we have directed many of our patrols in the area, including our helicopters, our airport strength, to ensure that we secure the area, we monitor it, and we push away militaries and armed groups that have been committing insecurity in the area for the past 2 or 3 months. You might recall that when I last spoke to you, that I was mentioning that there's been an increase of insecurity in Rutshuru general area. So that security was affecting directly local population, and that got us concerned. So we have to double up, if I could say, I could use that word, double up of our strength in the area to ensure that we get armed groups to stay away from the local population. This is what we've been doing for the past few days, and it will continue for the next upcoming days, until we ensure that the area is stabilized and local population feel once again in security.
If the 10 days expire, don't you think these various armed groups could begin their insurgency once this operation ends? And how will MONUSCO sustain this program, Operation Restore Hope?
That's a very good question you are bringing up there. What I could say to you is that MONUSCO is already in that area. We are in Rutshuru, in a general area called Kiwanja. We are in another area called Nyamulinga. We are Nyamulima. We are also in Rugari. So we are in many different areas in that Rutshuru territory. But what has actually happened for the past, let's say, 2-3 months, is that armed groups tend to attack local population where they think there is not a presence of MONUSCO. Keep in mind, Rutshuru territories alone is the size of, let's say, Switzerland in Europe. So it's a very big territory to cover. So what has happened is we just double up our effort there, because we move from where we used to be to where population were not protected, and where we got information that armed groups were giving hard time to local population. Now, after the 10 days, to answer directly your question, of course, if we stop the operation, there's a likelihood that this guy can come back again. But there is also a greater possibility that it will not be possible, simply because by pushing them away, by chasing them, they have already moved from area where they used to be, let's say, 2 months ago. So it will not be very easy for them to reconvene in the same place. So is our hope. But we will see what's going to happen after the 10 days operation.
How will MONUSCO bring back or restore confidence in residents of Rutshuru in other areas that MONUSCO is trying to bring stability and peace?
Well, according to measurement that we have done locally, I mean, confidence is already established with the local population. We undertook with us local radios, local chiefs that are more and more confident now that they've seen MONUSCO patrolling the area, MONUSCO in many small towns. You know, people feel very confident that MONUSCO is there, because obviously anytime that MONUSCO is in any given area, these militias and armed groups disappear. So people feel confident and are keep asking us to stay there. But obviously, we, with the strength we have in the entire North Kivu, we can cover the entire superficie of North Kivu. We can only be in the places where we feel like there is been a deterioration of security. But we are doing our best to maintain peace where we feel that peace has been attacked.
Will the FRDC be part of this operation Restore Hope that MONUSCO has launched?
So far, the operation is a unilateral one. But at the end of this, when we conclude the operation, we will approach FRDC. FRDC, keep in mind, our partners on everything that we do. We will approach them and guide them into maybe safeguarding those areas. Keep also in mind that FRDC have been undergoing a special training right now. So they are trying to build up their regiment. So they do not always have necessary troops available to cover area that we thought that security was coming back. So meanwhile, we have to do what we could until FRDC regiment training process is completed. Once it's completed, we will then guide them to take over those areas that we have already secured, and they will secure them for the rest of the time.